It's a Frednet's On Deck pregame show of Friday night in Salem. Eric Bach joined by Paul Witt, DHing tonight and cleaning up for the Frednets as they go for their third straight win here in Salem. Paul, it's been a great series for you. What have you unlocked at the plate here in Salem?
I wouldn't necessarily say unlocked anything, but I'm just trying to take my routines and my hard work in pregame and what I've been building up for my career and just kind of letting the game take over and let what's going to happen, what's going to happen. You know, I just try and control what I can control and take the best swing and try and do whatever I need to do at the plate to help the team win.
What are some adjustments that you've made either in spring training or throughout this season that you think have allowed you to have some success?
Slowing the game down. That's a huge thing is you can't just go out there and say, I'm going to get a hit and then just try and get a hit. You know, that's not how baseball works. Sometimes you're going to go 0-for-4. Some days you're going to go 4-for-4. And you just got to do your best, take what's given to you. And, the biggest thing that I've just figured out is letting the game come to you and just being as successful as you can.
Team full of young guys, I think you as more of a veteran player have emerged as somewhat of a leader. Have you felt that?
There's rumors around the clubhouse about being cap or whatever, but it's cool that the guys look up to you. Being the older guy, it's just one of those things where you can provide wisdom to the younger guys. Say, hey, this is what I went through, and whether they're going through or not, you can just kind of spread a little knowledge here and there, try and help out the young kids when they can. I can learn from them too. I can learn things from them just as much as they can learn from me. So I'm just kind of here with the team and we're all working together.
You made a positional change from an infield to catching this year, been DHing this week, but how has that adjustment been? I mean, from what I was told, you really hadn't done any catching in your career.
No, yeah, I've never caught in my life, but never wrong time to learn a new position. It's just kind of finding ways to stay on the field and finding ways to stay in the organization, do whatever I'm called upon to do and whatever it is that I need to do to learn how to be able to help a team win or further my career, then I'm going to do it. And, it is what it is.
Played your college ball at VCU and now in Fredericksburg, just up the road. I mean, that's got to be nice for you to play your pro ball right now close to where you played your college ball and close to your home state of West Virginia.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Growing up and you see all these areas, I would play in travel ball tournaments in Fredericksburg. I'd go down to Richmond and play travel ball tournaments. It's just pretty cool, growing up, seeing the area, and then you come back and you're playing professional baseball in those same areas. It's just kind of like, wow, I remember when I was a young kid here, and now I get to still do what I love and be able to play in those areas. It's just a fun experience. Cool. It's a cool thing to look back on.
Fourth straight start for you in the lineup tonight, and I talked with Jake Lowry. He just simply can't take you out of the lineup right now. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling. He's penciling you in every single night, thinking that you can be a productive bat in the middle of this lineup.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling, It's just hard work pays off. And then I'm just going to try and keep doing things I can do to help team win, keep swinging it, and see what happens, It's just a good feeling, and hopefully just let it keep riding.
Good stuff with Paul Witt on the Frednet's On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight. Thanks, Paul.
Yep, thank you.